بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. We have been discussing the short suwar, the last 10 short suwar in the Quran that we recite regularly and frequently in our salah. So these 10 suwar are important to us because we recite them so often in our salah. When we say Allahu Akbar, then we should know what we are reciting. Most of us know the meaning of Al-Fatiha. But when it comes to the surah that we recite after that, then many of us are not really in touch with the meaning. We recite it very often, but we don't really know what we are saying. So it is important for us to know, because ultimately the Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to us, telling us this is how you should behave, this is how you should not behave. So we should understand what we are reciting. In tonight's surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing the belief of the disbelievers and the belief of the believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. In Surah Al-Kafirun, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, say, O Muhammad, O disbelievers, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to address them as disbelievers. And this is true because they disbelieve in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if they are Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, then they disbelieve in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same manner that they believe that we are disbelievers in their message, in the message of Hinduism, in the message of Christianity. So we do not believe in Trinity. Such is the belief of Islam. So we are disbelievers in their belief and they are disbelievers in our belief. So we have the right to call them disbelievers in the same manner that they have the right to believe that we are disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O disbelievers, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I don't worship that which you worship. You are worshipping Al-Lat, Al-Uzza, Al-Manat. I don't worship these idols in any way whatsoever. And it is said that the reason of revelation of this verse is because the kuffar of Quraysh realized that they were at an impasse with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they came to him and they said, you worship our idols 1 year and we will worship your God 1 year. So their connection to their idols was so weak that they were ready to abandon their idols for 1 year, one entire year, worshipping only the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We as Muslimin cannot abandon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1 second in our lives. Why? Because if we have left Him, then we have no protection whatsoever. We are left defenseless without Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that, say, O disbelievers, لا أعبد ما تعبدون. I don't worship that which you worship. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. And you will not worship that which I worship. You will not worship that which I worship. Meaning, yes, they worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, singling Him out alone in the manner that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. And you do not worship that which I worship. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. And I will not worship that which you worship. So someone might say, there is a lot of repetition here. Why is there so much repetition? The Mufassirin explain that, number one, this may be to make it clear to them that you are on your path, I am on my path. We do not cross paths at all whatsoever. And the others actually make mention that the first لا أعبد ما تعبدون means I do not worship that which you worship now, today. What you are worshipping, I do not worship. And the second one refers to the fact that in the future also, I will not worship that which you are worshipping. And the same goes for وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. And you do not worship that which I worship now, neither will you worship that which I worship in the future. You will not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner that is befitting to Him as a whole. You will not accept Islam. So this was actually a foretelling from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which ultimately came to us, that Kuffar of Quraysh would never truly accept the message in totality. They never really accepted Islam altogether as a whole. Now, something interesting in this surah. Today we interact with the Jews, with the Christians, with the Hindus, with people of other faiths. All the time we are interacting with them, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with this. We can interact with them, we can do business with them, we can in fact in certain cases get married to them. So there is a lot of interaction that is allowed between the Muslim and the non-Muslim. But when it comes to compromising your faith, compromising your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will stand firm. This is especially true for the festivals that they hold, for the a'yad and the celebrations that they have. That is your celebration, but don't shove it down my throat. I will allow you to take part and do what you want to do because it is your celebration. You have the right to believe what you want to believe, but I will not take part in it. And this is where we need to stand firm for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember that we think that we are persecuted today. We are in real hardship today. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began with one voice among so many people that disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that rejected Him, that really wanted to worship idols with Him. So Islam began as something strange. He was persecuted in Makkah so much that he actually said, "Bada al-Islamu ghariba." Islam began as something strange. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأ. And it will return to becoming strange as it was once strange. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a stranger amongst his people. If you become a stranger because of the hat that you wear, or the clothing that you've got, or the mannerism that you have, or the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then be a proud stranger. فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. So glad tidings to those who are strange. It doesn't matter if you don't fit in. In community, it doesn't matter if you don't fit in society, it doesn't matter if people look at you as someone that is strange, someone that behaves in a strange manner. Why? Because you are proud to believe in Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Remember that ultimately belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that you are from amongst the people of Jannah. You are from amongst the people who will have the salvation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the life of this dunya in comparison to the akhirah? Wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. And the akhirah is better and more lasting. This dunya, 60 to 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, you're gone, you're dead. And then there is everlasting bliss, happiness after happiness, joy after joy for those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a little bit of sacrifice is required. But at the same time, we are allowed to interact with them. We are allowed to do business with them. But we will not compromise our faith when it comes to this. So perhaps in your business, the time of their festivities has come. Let them engage in their festivities, but we will not participate. We will not participate and we will not be a part of it. We don't need to be. It doesn't need to be shoved down our throats. We are Muslimin and we are proud to be Muslimin. And this is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told here. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I do not worship that which you worship. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. And you will not worship that which I worship. The same goes. We don't expect them to come and engage in our festivities, to be part of our festivities. It is okay if they choose to do so, but if they don't want to, we will not shove it down their throats, because whoever wants to believe will believe, whoever wants to disbelieve will disbelieve, and that is their choice. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا أَعْبَدْتُمْ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينٌ. For you is your religion, and for me is my religion. For me is my religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that tell them, for you is your religion. I cannot worship Al-Lat, Al-Uzza, Al-Manat even for one second. And for me is my religion. I will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I don't expect you to come and accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in totality, because that is your choice and that is how you want to live. So a person who has chosen kufr, disbelief for himself in the message of Islam, in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person has the right to be a disbeliever in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the same manner that we have the right to be disbelievers in their message. And tolerance means we understand that this is their right and this is our right. We will live with you, we will interact with you, we will not harm you, we will not cause any problems with you, but at the same time, we expect the same from you. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. For you is your religion, and for me is my religion. So with that, we come to a close of Surah Al-Kafirun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the opportunity once again to discuss another surah that we recite frequently in our salah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us benefit from it and to grant us the understanding. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.